welcome into our Monday feature. It's called Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning once again. How are you?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you?
Doing all right. We're now into that busy time. December is here, Christmas around the corner, and it's going to be a fast-moving month.
There's really a short amount of time between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
This year, for sure, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure you've started thinking about it, right?
Yeah, trees up, decorations up.
Wow.
Shopping's still nowhere near done. But, you know, it's a time that you're supposed to have fun and be with family, maybe relax a little bit. But at the same time, there's so much happening. It's kind of a stressful time for a lot of folks.
It sure is. And you said an interesting word. It's supposed to be a fun time. It's supposed to be a certain way. And, you know, and that's where the stress comes in, our expectations and the reality of real life. You know, some people, it's great. They can handle it all, or they minimize a few things. For other people, it's just too overwhelming. So what we need to be thinking about is, where do our expectations come from? You know, a lot of times it's the way we've always done it. You know, it's what we did when I was a kid, or it's the way my grandparents did it, mm-hmm. or it's stuff we see on TV, and we forget that lots of people work together to create the scenery and the experience that we see on TV.
Right.
It's not something that's happening just casually in someone's living room. You know, and so we have to think about where we stand on some of the traditions, the gifts, the get-togethers, and the decorations. And I'm thinking about all of these. Like, let's think about, what do they cost in terms of actual money and in terms of time? Who are we going to remember, and how elaborate does the gift have to be?
Sure.
You know, sometimes we try to make it be the most special, significant for everyone, and that's pretty impossible. That expectation and the reality of it is pretty difficult.
Yes. Hard to match that.
It is. And, you know, it's not like work stops. It's like we take the whole month of December off for all the different types of holiday celebrations. We have to keep working and getting kids to school,
yeah,
and getting them to sports events. So there's a lot of mental and physical stress. Many people are up until the middle of the night trying to accomplish things.
Yeah.
And then wondering why their mood is not so festive.
Yeah, you know,
just,
right.
When you're tired, that's hard.
We're all Grinches at times when you're trying to get all this together.
Right. So it's really time for an hour spent in reflection and maybe talking to other immediate members of your family about what's really important. You know, how important are gifts, and how many gifts, and what kind of gifts? Some people prefer to do an activity, and they can all share it together. We want to think about, what kind of decorations do we really need? Do we need to replace something? Can we do without and simplify? I like one big spotlight in my yard, because it's much easier than asking my husband to string
right
a million lights.
Good,
you know,
good point.
Too much. But, and then once you've decided, once you've thought about it and you think, okay, this is how we want to do it, then communicate. Tell the other people, maybe we're cutting down on this, so we're going to have one family gathering, or
right,
simplify in whatever way. And if you want to keep it elaborate, great. But don't get caught in trying to meet an expectation when real life is still calling. Okay, so life is constantly changing, Mike, and I'm hoping that if people can slow down, that they can have the peace and calmness that the season is really intended to be.
Yeah, because you anticipate, or at least I do, the Christmas season. Everybody's, in theory, in a little bit more of a festive mood. You're friendlier to each other because you just kind of have that December glow, so to speak. And then if you get too bogged down by the stresses of it, it goes by, it's gone, and next thing you know, it's January, and you're like, oh, I
missed it all.
I didn't take it all in and enjoy it.
Right, right. And we worry too much about, after we give the gift, all we can do is give the gift or have the event. We live too far in the future, and it really weighs us down.
Yeah, and stay on that budget. There's a point
yes
in there, too. Setting a budget for not just money, but time, too, and try not to go over it as best you can. Then that'll help make you happy if you can stay with it.
And that'll make you happy in January, too.
No doubt about it. All right, that's all the time we have for today's show. You can always go online, though, to get more information about today's topic or previous topics at safeharboril.com. You can join us every Monday for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll talk to you again next week.